Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be how to raise your standards and quality of life. So I've got an email. This is actually a success story of a guy who's been following me for, does he stay how long? So he's been following me for a while. He said he grew up and he was raised by a single mom who was just raising him and his brothers. Like, in other words, she was raising all boys. And so he shares how my first book, 3% Man, as well as Mastering Yourself, has helped him to shape and change his destiny for the better. And so recently he attended a Tony Robbins UPW event, Unleash the Power Within, which I think is a great event and everybody should attend it at least once in their life. And so he shares how my work and obviously what he's learned from Tony has impacted his life for the better. Because the idea is you want to learn from people that have done the things that you want to do. And that's what I typically share in these video newsletters is the success stories as well as the failures and what we can learn from those failures and how we can continue to refine our approaches going forward. And what's great is as everybody shares their stories and we go through them and how to apply what's in my books, 3% Man and Mastering Yourself successfully in these situations, it makes it easier for people to understand how the wisdom that's in these books applies to their specific case in their own lives. And so I got a quote that I wrote and we'll go through his email. The quote says, "It doesn't matter how you start or where you start from, but that you simply make the decision to choose to be great in all areas of your life that are important to you, and then take relentless action to make it happen. The world is full of examples of people who had every disadvantage and every reason to be mediocre and average, but they still managed to be exceptional and accomplish amazing things. Success is a way of life. Successful people choose on a daily basis to be productive, learn from their mistakes, refine their approach, and continually look for ways to keep moving forward so they can shape and change their destiny for the better." So let's go through his email. He says, "Corey, first and foremost, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your time, your consideration, and your drive to become an outstanding being." Well, what does it mean to become an outstanding being? To stand out from the crowd, to stand out from the crowd of average, mediocre people that we're all surrounded by and choose to be different, choose to have higher standards for yourself, choose to take action and be productive when everybody wants to sit and screw around and do nothing to move their lives forward. To be working late at night when other people are out partying and goofing around and wasting their life because you want more for yourself. That's what it really, to me, boils down to. Being outstanding means just being willing to do the things that almost everybody around you is unwilling to do to shape and change your destiny for the better. "I've been following your work for almost 2 years, and at this point I can say without a shadow of a doubt that it has been life-changing. I used to be insecure, needy, and painfully beta when it came to women. Since I had such a low view of myself, I would date insecure women in an attempt to fix them to feel significant." Obviously, significance being one of our six human needs. In other words, significance means I'm important, I matter, my life has value, my contribution to society has value, etc. We both know how that goes. I stumbled across one of your videos and the rest is history. Every day since that first night, I have watched and listened to several newsletters and reviewed a chapter out of 3% Man, in addition to reading it well over 50 times. That's a lot. That's impressive. He says, "Yes, I have read Mastering Yourself as well, just not as much. That's part of the reason I am reaching out to you. You discussed your experience with Tony Robbins, and I took the leap of faith and attended my first UPW this weekend in West Palm Beach." UPW stands for Unleash the Power Within, and so that's Tony's weekend-long event. I think now it starts on like a Thursday and goes through a Sunday. You do the fire walk where you walk on the hot coals that are like 3,000 degrees or whatever. And that's a pretty fascinating thing because you see these glowing hot coals and you go through this process that Tony takes you through and you walk across burning hot coals and you're pretty much unscathed by it. It's pretty cool. So I highly recommend this event. And by the way, Chunky actually attended this event, so he was there as well. So he says, the coach reveals another great play to the player. It was everything I knew it would be and more. Absolutely incredible. Well, as far as live events, Tony Robbins events, there is absolutely nobody in the world that can hold a candle to a Tony Robbins live event. It's just, if you haven't been to Tony Robbins in person, you are missing out. If you're somebody that likes to go to seminars and events and meet some really cool, like-minded people, that's the thing that I loved about being in Tony World back in the day, was that the people, the majority of the people that are at those events, they have a little bit of a sparkle in their eye compared to your average, you know, human being that you're going to encounter on the street. They just look at the world differently. And it's pretty cool. You feel like if you've always kind of felt like you're the one out of your peer group who's always kind of, you know, 5-10 years ahead of everybody, when you go to Tony World, you feel like you kind of found your tribe, so to speak. So I highly encourage you to do UPW, Date with Destiny, Life Mastery, any of Tony's events. They're all absolutely amazing and worth it. Tony encouraged us that if at any point we have a breakthrough and think of anyone that has made an impact on our life, we must reach out to them and express our gratitude. You were the first person that came to mind, and immediately, might I add. Cool. Well, I appreciate that. I grew up without a father, and unfortunately, my mother is an emotional wreck and was not equipped to raise boys. Well, here's the interesting thing about that. I believe that we choose our parents. I believe before we incarnate into this life, we choose our peer groups, our parents, our families, the environment that we're going to grow up in, because of the experiences that it's going to give us. I know that's probably a lot of people don't like that, and they'll be commenting harshly and quoting Bible verses and this and that, and it's like, whatever. We're all entitled to our own views on things, but that's the way I look at it. So I don't look at those things like that and go, oh, I was at such a disadvantage. I believe we chose to be at a disadvantage so we could rise above it and overcome it. I love her, and I know it's not all her fault. It was just hard growing up in that environment. Hey, I'm with you. My mother was a psychotic schizophrenic. She was literally crazy. At the age of 30, I felt that you were brought into my life at the right time to help me on my journey towards becoming a grounded man, an outstanding man with unlimited potential. Well, our potential really is only limited by our actions and our self-perception, because we're going to act consistently with how we view ourselves to be, and it doesn't matter whether the view is accurate or not. I have such an appreciation that you're here making such an impact in this world, that you stuck it out through all the challenges and knew that you would help men like me become who we're meant to be. Well, somebody had to fill in the blanks, and I was very unsatisfied when I was younger. I was unsatisfied with the people in my life. I was unsatisfied with where I was going, what I was experiencing, and the results that I had gotten. And I wasn't satisfied, and I started trying to figure out why I was getting the results I was getting. I wanted to figure out how to get better results. And that's what I've distilled down in 3% Man, Mastering Yourself, and then obviously my latest book, Quotes, Ruminations, and Contemplations, which kind of ties the concepts together from both books. It gives you the cheat codes to life in your personal and your professional life so you can reach your full potential and accomplish what you came into this life to accomplish. Over the course of the first year of implementing your teachings, I experienced both success and failure, but I never gave up. I kept reading, highlighting, and passing your information along. I'm happy to report that now I only have success in romance, family, friendships, and even business. I'm grounded, I'm confident, I'm authentic, and most importantly, I'm a 3% man. Well, cheers to you, dude. 50 times, that's impressive. That's a lot of book reading. I appreciate respect and look up to you as a real mentor. Well, don't put me on a pedestal and don't look up to me. Just look at me as just another dude. That's how I look at myself. I like what Jocko Willink says. Be humble or you will be humble. In other words, I like to let other people's perception and other people's successes speak to the quality and the validity of my work instead of me toot my own horn. Because I know the results that I've gotten, which are amazing. And what's great for me as a coach is to see other people be able to learn from what I went through and to skip all the bullshit, to skip all the failures and all the things that didn't work out right, so they can start doing what is right and get results way quicker, and obviously for a lot of people, way younger than I learned this stuff. It makes it all worth it. So thanks again for helping me raise my standards. Keep doing all the amazing things you do. And P.S., if you ever change your mind about running for office, you have my vote. Yeah, maybe someday, if I ever ran, I'd run for president, but maybe 20 years from now. That's just like the thought of doing that is so unappealing. I mean, who'd want that job? I mean, who would want to subject themselves to that kind of abuse? It's like, thanks, but no thanks. So if you've got a question or a challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.